Welcome to the Roma Press Podcast with Jun Solano and Andy Mattioli.
Welcome back. Breathe it in. Enjoy it. Come on. Wow. I'm speechless, frankly, Andy. Roma, they win the derby over Lazio 2-0 in a match filled with some of the usual, some of the unforeseen, several surprises. Before getting into that, thank you to our newest patrons, Libor Prusa and Marcus. Thank you both for your support. And of course, our other wonderful patrons, if you would like to join and engage with everybody who is going absolutely mad right now, patreon.com/RomaPress. And of course, at @IceRomaPress, YouTube, social media, Twitter, Facebook. You know where to find us by now. My goodness, Andy, I didn't see that coming, admittedly. I said in my post-match reaction to the patrons, I didn't see that coming. In fact, I thought Roma were going to ship 3 tonight and lose 3-1. That was my prediction. I did not see a victory coming, and I also did not see the victory coming in the manner in which it did. Two superb goals. Like, if your life, like, if you could just loop two goals over and over of recent memory of Roma, and they had to be ingrained in your memory for the rest of your life, you'd probably take these two. They were superb. The action was superb. But, I mean, what is your initial reaction to this? Because, I mean, forget about, yes, it's a derby. We don't need to sound like politicians. Of course, it's a derby. Yeah, no shit. No shit, it's a derby. But Roma have been shit this season. Lazio, on the other hand, have been superb, despite having lost two of their most three influential attackers from last season. And what we saw tonight was the exact opposite from Lazio. Meanwhile, Roma champagne football on both goals, Andy. Champagne football on both. And then there's the talking point of Pellegrini. But just initially, where do you come out with this? Because, yes, it's 3 points. Not duh. Yes, it's a derby. But man, if you just want to talk about something that there have been so few things to smile about, there have been so few wins in general this season. I mean, for this to happen, to begin 2025, I mean, as far as, you know, New Year's resolutions go, what was it last year? Roma playing Cremonese and barely sneaking
Jesus
by.
Barely
sneaking by Cremonese in the Coppa Italia to begin the year, 2024. Hey, Maybe 2025 will be much like the previous year, but hey, at least for now, I have the illusion and the hope of something different. Man, if you want to talk about things that can potentially propel you forward, and at least in part, mask some of the dozens and dozens of missteps Roma have had in the first half of the season, this is a pretty darn good way to begin, no?
I told you, John, this was the game that you open 2025 with. This is like, this presented itself on a silver platter to you as Roma, the team that messed up, the team that was coming off a horrendous run in recent months, a team that was with Ranieri clearly on the up and up, you know, clearly it couldn't get any worse than it got. With Juric in charge, with Ranieri, a reaction was expected. A reaction was needed. We saw signs that a reaction was on the way. But tonight is different because tonight is a message. Tonight is not, you know, winning against Lecce. Tonight is not winning against Sporting Braga. Tonight, you open the new calendar year with an emphatic win against your city rivals. Doesn't get better than this. Frankly, I don't know what I expected. I thought that Roma played well enough against Milan and that something was missing to have them do that extra step forward, which we got tonight. To my amazement, to the amazement of everybody, I believe. So many things to talk about, you know, and so many, as with Roma, things happen and they can either happen cinematically bad or they can go and take on a cinematic quality in the positive sense of that word. So tonight, I think of Lorenzo Pellegrini, right? Who is talked about in the vein of this, you know, of this bad fruit. This guy who is no longer part of the club's plans. He's on his way out. He's being linked to every single club in Serie A. And lo and behold, Claudio Ranieri, out of the blue, starts him in the derby, arguably the biggest match of the season for Roma so far. What does Lorenzo Pellegrini go out and do? He goes and scores. If you look at his performance against Milan, where we thought we were here and we were talking, that's it, that's over. And what did we say? We said the derby is the last game for him. If he messes up the derby, then, you know. But tonight, what happens? He goes out there, starts, gets his goal, puts his team on the winning side of the derby. Again, Roma do go from nightmare scenarios to fairy tale endings. Thank God, tonight we got a fairy tale.
And for those of you, because it's taking everything in within me not to interrupt you during that last thought. I have the zone still on because you watch Roma, you become just by nature a glutton of punishment. Massimo Ambrosini, he was on the technical commentary tonight on the zone. Last week we were treated to Marco Parolo, so the cream of the crop, so to speak. He just said, if I were Dan Friedkin, I would skip the managerial search and I would just give it to Ranieri for the next two seasons. Can I just enjoy this? What?
Yeah. Why?
How sick do you have to be?
Why? Always. It's always there. It's always there, John. It's always there. They even asked that question to, who was it? Mats Hummels in the lead up to this match. I mean, come on, you know, like, what are people supposed to say? Why are we talking about this? Roma just won 2-0 against Lazio. Roma against all odds.
We just lost to Como two to 3 weeks ago. Can I enjoy this?
Crazy.
Why would you even say that?
Give us a moment to breathe.
Massimo Ambrosini. And then last week traded to the insight of Marco Parolo. Listen, it's a decision when it comes to Pellegrini, something. So, I mean, let's call it for what it is, Andy. It's ballsy, man. It takes balls to do that. And I have to tell you, one of the reasons why I thought Roma were going to get pumped tonight 3-1, the agent of Pellegrini leaked it to everyone that this was going to happen. And I thought to myself, man, you know, at least from his perspective, you want to talk about the best of both worlds. You have the guy being linked all week that has been, how does Lorenzo Pellegrini go to Inter? How does Lorenzo Pellegrini go to Napoli? All of these different scenarios and transfer, these potential transfer deals. And then he gets him to, after having a horrific performance against Milan, as you stated, a horrific showing. It was disastrous. And despite all of that, a week full of transfer rumors, and then he gets to start in the derby. And then on top of that, not only does he start, he's superb. He was good. I mean, can you name his last individual, like, spectacular performance wherein he scores a goal? Because
Sporting Braga account, it was recent.
But when was the last league goal though?
And true. And also, let's talk about the magnitude of the game. Let's talk about the pressure. You know, the big thing about Pellegrini, the talking point about Pellegrini was the pressure. We said it, Ranieri said it, that this guy, unlike a typical Roman, he's very introverted, keeps to himself, and he feels the pressure of the fans. Well, tonight, I mean, it doesn't get any bigger than this, at least in Rome, as provincial as it does sound, because let's take a moment to look at how we treat this game. But really, the season is summed up in this game, right? you either see a team that tries, that fights, or you see a team that is deflated and disinterested. We've seen that both sides of the coin many, many times. But tonight, really, it came down to Roma that have made so many mistakes this season versus a Lazio side that seemed to be getting everything right. You know, obviously a few bumps here and there naturally because of so many injuries that they've had. and with the young squad, the new coach trying to rework some things, but overall, Lazio were rolling. Compared to Roma, I doubt that anyone that right now is talking about, hey, giving Ranieri an extension could have seen tonight coming. Tonight really was the team meeting the moment. I've said this only on very few occasions in the past years of doing this podcast about the team meeting a moment, most notably in our Europa League runs, in our Conference League runs. That's when we saw Roma really excel. But tonight, I got that same sense of this team being so laser focused that they just knew that they were going to get a win tonight. They knew that they could win this, which is not something that they showed in a lot of games this season. And that, to me, is a huge improvement. That, to me, is a huge thing to hold on to for this new calendar year.
Well, the part for me beyond that, too, the mental aspect is obviously when it comes to Roma, if you want to say football is 50-50 between the physical and the mental, for Roma, it's 90% mental most of the time. Their failure to live up to the moment or maintain balance has always been the thing to haunt them. For me, though, tonight, I am struck by the technical and the tactical aspects. I mean, what we saw in those first two goals, I'm going to continue to say because it is stunning that I look at the calendar, the 5th of January, so four and a half months of the season to see that. I mean, to see Pellegrini, to see a counterattacking. Those two actions, man, especially that first one, was, I mean, spot on. It was something that just, in your wildest dreams, when we were suffering under the tutelage of Ivan Juric, those two goals could only happen on the PlayStation. They couldn't happen concretely in real life. And then tonight, the manner in which they come about, you have Paulo Dybala being sort of the creator, the focal point. And then you have Salamakers finishing the second. You have Pellegrini with a superb finish on the first, which, by the way, when it comes to Pellegrini, I did say this again in my post-match reaction to the patrons. There has been a lot of bad luck because how many times has he taken that exact shot, Andy, and it bounces off the crossbar? I mean, I am hard-pressed to think of anybody who has hit the crossbar more than him over the last 2 to 3 years. I'm just going to venture a guess. If you just Google who has led Serie A in posts, he has to be in the top five. I would shudder to think of anybody else who clearly, in my mind, I mean, I'm very
well. If the Roma Press stats team wasn't on leave, we would have something to show for it. But definitely, again,
but that exact shot though, in that exact place, man, he's done that dozens of times over these seasons in which he struggled. But tonight, it went found the back of the net.
How about the opportunity against Milan? How about that? That opportunity. Yes. So he goes from, squandering a victory for Roma at San Siro to gifting Roma this precious derby in a match that, hey, had it gone bad for him, maybe this could have been a career deciding game for him, for his spell at Roma, for his future. I don't know. But the lead up to this game was really, it felt like do or die. And also for Roma, the stakes here, because what you showed against Milan was good, but was it exactly what the fans needed you to show after, some positive performances with Ranieri in charge? No, it wasn't enough. It felt a bit, it felt a bit unsatisfying. And we all felt like we need to have a clear sign that this team is not only alive, but when they say they're going to get back into Europe contention, they mean it. Like, we need something where it's not just empty talk. We need a clear sign that says, hey, we are in this and we are determined. Tonight, I got the sense that Roma wanted this. And not only that, as I said in the lead up to this match, tonight, I got the sense that Roma is a team. something that we've struggled with all season long, this feeling of, Jesus, these individuals. It's a bunch of talented individuals, but that's all they are. Tonight, Roma were a team. Tonight, the team comes together. And thank God for that. The derbies either highlight the team aspect or they completely destroy you. Because let's remember, how many times had we seen Roma just walking around the pitch, whereas Lazio would be running laps around them? And we have, where are these guys playing the same game? Why are they not doing the same thing as Lazio? Why are they not showing the same heart? Well, tonight, Roma showed up. Everything clicked, everything worked, and I got the sense that, hey, it's not only about the fact that these guys have it in them. It's about that they have it in them as a collective, that they're not, even against a team that is collectively strong as Lazio have been this season, they can still dominate. They don't need individual magic to solve these games. They need a strong collective action. That's what they did tonight.
Yeah, and the interesting part too is we've seen Roma go up 2-0 quickly in this manner before. The difference tonight was, Lazio, their XG was under one. There were a few nervy moments, obviously, but there was never a moment where you have that every single time with Roma, you have that 15 to 30 minutes long period where they just black out, and you can see they're up against it and they're struggling and they're pressing, and it's just, you can just feel sort of the shift of the momentum, and you can feel them caving to the pressure, caving to the moment and not living up to it. I mean, tonight that never came. It never happened tonight. At no point, in my opinion, did Lazio.
It was a very well prepared match. I would argue that Ranieri really, in a number of occasions, he did his homework. Like, so far, if I have to say, what you know jumps at me is the level of preparation that Ranieri puts into these games. Sometimes he gets some decisions wrong. You can question some substitutions. You can question the lack of substitutions against Parma. You can question, putting Pellegrini on against Milan when he was visibly shaken, whatever. But in my opinion, Roma so far with Ranieri have mostly aced the reading of the opponent. You know what I mean? As in very few occasions, they've made, they made individual mistakes, but on very few occasions, they've made mistakes that were due to lack of planning, due to the collective misreading what the opponent is doing to them. Against Milan, there were some counterattacks that were a bit dodgy, but what really, sets Ranieri apart from Juric is that under that Juric spell, we never had the sense that Roma had done their homework. They would always come unprepared, like a bad student who hasn't studied, that comes in lazy, hopes for the best. This Roma is very well put together. Sometimes the performance will not be 100% there, but you will always have the feeling that whoever is running the show has at least a notion of who the opponent is, whether it's Sporting Braga or Milan or Napoli or Tottenham. We've seen this Roma adapt and work together to stop the team in front of them. Whereas just a month and a half ago, everybody was running rampant on Roma. Everybody was just, the team was leaking goals. The team was being completely flooded by the opponent. Right now, we're going in the right direction. The derby is the biggest positive sign there could be. Now, it's not everything. It's not, nothing is done yet. Nothing has been achieved tonight, but it is a very needed reassurance that whoever is in charge is playing the game the right way. Mistakes happen, but at least there has to be a backbone, an organizational backbone that allows the team to fall back on certain notions, certain principles. And that's when the team is doing the right thing.
And that is the part where I come out on this. I mean, Ranieri, it's not as if this guy has, implemented some, you know, some new way of football, some very complicated tactical structure. He did not try and reinvent the wheel. I said this in the group chat to the patrons. My goodness, you take your 11 best players and you put them all in roles in which they are able to show their to highlight their strengths the best and potentially mask their potential weaknesses. I mean, what a fucking novel concept, you know? Even De Rossi, I know we like to hammer Ivan Juric here because, you know, the sample size from this season was a lot greater than that of De Rossi. And obviously the affection for De Rossi is far greater than that of Juric. That's obvious. We don't need to speak of that. But he does get let off the hook, in my opinion, about those first four matches. Yes, it was only four, but it was not as if Roma were thriving in them. But even he didn't do this. I mean, my gosh, you take your 11 best, okay, in each role, and you put them on the field, and you just... Eddie, he's not Pep out there. He's not saying to them, oh, we're going to do this, triangles here, triangles there, you know, we're going to move this guy forward, that guy. It is so... If you look at the way they are playing, it is very simple. I mean, even tonight, Lazio, they end with almost 70% possession. In other matches, Roma are ending with 60%, 55 to 60%, dominating possession. I mean, he's just putting them in just very simply, hey, tonight, let's try to exploit them on the counterattack. Other times, hey, we're going to have the majority of the ball. Let's do something with it. Let's go out wide. Let's give it to Salamakers, Angelino. This is football is very simple sometimes. You know, this is how Roma should have been set up from day one, in my opinion. I that is where I come out from this thing. Even, yes, they should have won last week against Milan at San Siro. It didn't happen. With Ranieri here, they also lose to Como. But as you said, I mean, it is so clear and obvious the progression they've made, the belief that they have, the mental, the physical, the tactical, the technical, everything is better under him. And the frustrating part is he's just doing very straightforward, simple things. This guy, again, he did not invent some new way for Roma to play. He didn't acquire some free agent who magically became available that Roma now have at their disposal. It is so simple the way they are playing.
Right. And it was all amazing. There. It was all there, yes, to begin with.
Yes. Yes. And that is the part that you have to give him credit for, because after Juric, he does this weird shit with Indica, with Hamels, with Dybala, the midfield. With De Rossi, you have this thing where three-man defense, four-man defense, Sule starts, Sule not playing at all. And it's just this this mishmash of players not knowing their role, the manager not having a defined set of tactics, which should not have been the case when you had an entire summer at your disposal to get all of these guys together and form a cohesive group. And the fact that Ranieri has been able to do this, when was he appointed? Was it the last week of November, yeah? So not even 1.5 months, and he's been able to turn it around this quickly. And you have to give him credit for just, hey, keep it simple, stupid. Like, oh wow! Who would have thought?
You don't need much to turn this around, right? And as you say, right from the beginning, remember De Rossi starts those four games, and none of them does it feel like Roma are prepared to face any of it. Like,
yes,
Roma started this season completely, and it felt like they were improvising game by game, whereas with Ranieri, there has been clearly something was said in the locker room, something was agreed upon, but this Roma has a structure. The players that are out there performing, they know what to do. They know what to expect from each other. They know what to expect from the manager, what he wants, what he means. And what Ranieri wants is really simple. He hasn't hidden it in his press conferences or his post-match interviews. He wants a team that gives its all. And the derby is that kind of game. As I said, it's a sort of make or break game where you read exactly what kind of team you have in front of you. Do you have just slackers? Do you have guys who just can't get a grip? Do you have guys who cannot be bothered? Or do you have a team that is capable of sacrifice, that is capable of effort, that is capable of so many good things that can then, you know, that then come up to the surface as the season goes along. The Derby is one of those games that really can set a fire under your ass for the entire rest of the season. That's the reality. That's how important the Derby can be. We've seen it with Lazio many, many times. Lazio have thrived off of derbies. One could argue that their position of being above Roma for so many years recently has been also due to their success in the Derby della Capitale. Whenever they've won, and they won quite a few in the past, that always seemed to propel them, gave them a reason to believe in how good they can be in the remaining games.
It's just astonishing with just these minor, very obvious changes, in my opinion, what they can do and how, just the trajectory of how different this season could have been. Now, there's no point in going down that path. But building onto that, I guess to seal this up here, when it comes to the next matches, there's Bologna next. And this is where, again, you have to, this is where you have to show something. It's the new year. You have to do still so much work. As good as tonight feels, and we should enjoy it for at least 24 hours, given our shit, or maybe 48 hours even, we can break the rule for once, given how shit this season has been. This is all going to go for nothing. If you travel to Bologna next weekend, and there's, you know, 2-0, 3-0, for some reason, they always seem to struggle against Bologna, particularly away from home. But this really only does mean, yes, it's a derby. So, you know, in the halls of history, so to speak, yes, this one is always going to have a place, the derby. This one means more than the rest. But in this moment, in present time, you're really going to throw it to shit if you go out next week and you lose. This match, these 3 points, they mean so little if you don't build something off of them. And that is where you want to see them respond. Now, had they gone out and lost today, we would have been coming up with some sort of different narrative as to how to explain. Okay, well, now you have to respond to Bologna. This is where you're going to show. But
now you have to.
But truly, I mean, you have to go on a run at some point. You can't do this thing where you win one match in a row, one match every month. And
It seems like we've been saying this for, you know, it's like the Titanic thing. It's been 84 years. Yeah, that's how long we've been saying the same thing. Well, now they have to get a reaction. Well, now they really do have to get a reaction.
And that is the part where everything they say, you want to get drawn into their words. But we've done that. We'd be stupid if we took them at their word, because they've done this so many times. I mean, just Alessandro Florenzi alone, that guy has taken 2 years off of my life with his Instagram post. Testa alta. Okay, man. Great. Thanks. Yeah, it makes me feel better after losing to Sassuolo. I'll keep my head up high. Thank you. But when you see this match and you take it in a vacuum and you just, okay, you got 3 points. That's great. But my gosh, as great as we're feeling right now, man, could it come crash? Everything could just come crashing down back to earth, and it's back to, business as usual next weekend.
Are you really gonna?
No, I'm not going to do this. But I mean, you have to agree.
What is the other alternative? Because you have to go on
a run at some point. They've won two matches in a row in Serie A once this season.
Yes.
Yeah.
No.
Or no, they haven't at all.
Twice. Twice. Because also with Juric. So no, but absolutely, it's what you say is applies to so many moments with Roma. Roma have given us this wonderful tradition, exactly, of they've been doing so badly that whenever they do something positive, you first of all you're taken aback, and second of all you're like, okay, I want more, and then they very often fail to give you more. And you are disappointed and you are unsatisfied and you're angry and you want more. They have to build consistency. Again, a fantastic sentence that we've said many, many times on this show, and that it is always true. It never fades, because it's what's been missing with Roma, is consistency in the results with the Derby you have something, a good enough reason to believe in your own means. Tonight, I think what's most wonderful is that, you know, technically, I mean, with Pellegrini in the lineup, there you go. You know, you have this awareness that, oh my God, like, we don't have to pretend like the captain doesn't exist. At least that's out of the way, right? Like, at least if by tonight, by inserting Pellegrini into the lineup, you sort of take away this notion that this team was magically doing better without him on the pitch. So at least you can go into these next games thinking to yourself, well, okay, well, then it means that we can change things around, that it doesn't have to be, the lineup doesn't have to be locked the way it was, say, against Parma when Ranieri didn't make a single substitution. So that has to be a strength, the awareness that you're not stuck with a single formation that you have to strictly follow. Obviously, there are those players that make a difference. Hummels, Paredes, Dybala, yes. They make the difference. If you take them away from this lineup, the team suffers, undeniable. But we have to have the awareness that it is more than just a few names, that this team really can do more than it's been doing, that we've been underperforming. And what underperforming means is that there is a way up. And that there is a way out of this slump. The only way out of this slump that, hey, mind you, we're still in. It doesn't mean that, yes, you know,
right.
But the only way out is by getting those results. And you can get those results against the teams that come your way. And so I'm sure you will read out the list of the upcoming games, because it's right there. As in, it's right there for the taking. You don't have an international break all the way until right. March. You have the January transfer window that is on. You will certainly make some investments, but what it comes down to, as always, it's the pitch. Nothing but the pitch.
Absolutely true. This is, again, going to be one of those moments where you look back on it and it can either be the catalyst to propel you forward, or it could be, you know, one of the few footnotes of the season that was relatively positive. And they cannot allow the latter to be the case. They just cannot, because, as you said, here's what they have coming up. So you have away to Bologna next Sunday. Then you play 5 days later on Friday at home to Genoa. Then Europa League. You're away on the 23rd of January. Then 26th of January, away to Udinese. And then the final match day of Europa League on the 30th of January, home to Eintracht Frankfurt. So this is a packed calendar, but this is one, now that you actually have a singular moment to which you can give yourself and build some momentum off of, don't throw it into the bin next week against Bologna, because my gosh, I make all the jokes every single time Roma, they play away to Bologna, the stadium. Yes, the food is great there, but the stadium, the last time I was there, I was joke, plumbing. It's a prehistoric medieval stadium. It looks like it. It functions like
watch
it.
Watch yourself. Watch yourself.
And the tea, no, hey.
I told you, my family is buried right there, 20 meters away. From, I swear to God, in the cemetery.
No, I know, but there has to be some metaphor that we can find about the fact that the last time I was there, people were walking in human sewage.
No, please,
because the plumbing is World War I era stuff.
Okay, so, but at least there is always Gianni Morandi in the crowd. You know, you can always rely on him. That's fantastic to at least know that there is an old guy with a beautiful voice watching you play. And as I said, Certosa Cemetery, one of the most beautiful cemeteries I've ever seen in a big city. Well, if Bologna is considered a big city by, say, American standards, I don't think so. But it's a beautiful cemetery, and it is so fantastic. That I think about it. Whenever Roma have a shit game there, I think about the fact that members from my family are buried just 20 meters away from there. So when Roma always lay an egg, I think, maybe the ancestors are doing something, you know, some voodoo stuff, some black magic, whatever it is. I've seen this team go to the Dallara and almost have an allergic reaction to the stadium, like something's in the water, something's in the air. I don't know what it is. I hope it's not going to be there this time around, because Roma really need this badly, this run of results. It's something we've been chasing. So, okay, we've got out of the way the big games, at least the fact that this team, okay, this team is not hopeless in big games. That's a big topic out of the way, because remember with Fonseca, with even with Mourinho at some certain points, there was always this talk of this Roma team is hopeless in big games. They are completely inept in big games. Well, so far, what? We've seen Roma mostly perform big games, perhaps not get the results they always wanted, but at least maintain some form of dignity, if you think about the game against Juve, Napoli, Milan, even Atalanta, mind you, 2-0, but that team fought against a much superior opponent, of course. What this team badly needs is a run of results. That's it. So, you've upgraded. You've gotten the big games out of the way. Now it's time to build 2 wins in a row, 3 wins in a row, and so on. But you need it. You need to avoid losses. You need to keep the fire going.
Simple as that. We will be back in a few days. Until next time, everyone. Enjoy this. Enjoy. Ciao.
Ciao.